A Timmins business is not only rocking the taste buds of local residents, it recently served up a number one hit to one of Canada's top rock acts. Sweet and Salty Charcuterie has steadily grown throughout 2021. Noemi and Eric Rodrigue started the business after moving into their home in February. From starting with a few charcuterie orders, expanding to custom serving boards, desserts and more, making a special order for the Glorious Sons during Rock on the River this fall was one of their highlights. "We've been going to Rock on the River from the start and were very excited when they were bringing it back," Noemi said. At first, organizers said they would like a board for the staff. Then, the Glorious Sons requested a meat and cheese tray. So, they said the board would actually be for the band. "We were so excited. They made a special customized board for the band. We added the laser. They knew they were getting the 54-inch board for the band, but my husband and I had to go the extra step. The guys were blown away, and sent us a message that it was delicious. They all signed it and sent it back, so we have a nice souvenir. It was a glorious moment for the Terrio grad, who reflected on how Sweet and Salty came to be. I'm originally from Timmins," she said. "I was actually adopted. I was born in Haiti. My parents adopted me. I arrived here in Timmins when I was adopted at 4 months old. After high school, she took recreational leisure services at university in Ottawa. In that field, I really liked the event planning side," Noemi said. "I came back home to Timmins. I had career paths that changed over the years but knew I would get back to being an entrepreneur. We moved here in February, knew there was a full kitchen downstairs. And we decided to go ahead and launch the business. They used social media to help get the business up and running. I had made a charcuterie board for New Year's Eve and posted it on social media," she said. "People were messaging me with comments and huge response. I thought I should do something about this. I ended up making a board for one of my friends, who said she really wanted one for her birthday. So, I posted that one and kept getting more comments. We created the name and logo. To push myself, I posted on social media saying it was coming soon. I saw everyone freaking out about it and getting super excited. That's when I got production going. Adding custom-designed boards added another dimension. The boards we had figured out," Noemi explained. "It's all local. The boards are from Ramor. My husband makes everything. He does all of the sanding, takes care of the boards and does the lasering. He also does the designs, I'll do some. We just found a supplier and launched production. She kept orders simple to start with but soon grew the variety. We started with the regular board. Main one is the 18-inch board," she said. "We have the 25-inch board, that's our party board. We have our ultimate charcuterie board that is 54 inches long. We have our single-serve charcuterie cups. Then we have our charcuterie boxes. Then we have a dessert menu. Now customers can pick their serving size and whether they are looking for traditional or dessert charcuterie. There is a munchies box, which is a candy box," she said. "We have a dessert board, which is 25 inches long. And we have the ultimate dessert board, which is 54 inches. For the dessert board we have some nice donuts, apple fritters, and add all kinds of candies and chocolates, a variety of things. With the boxes you wouldn't have the donuts, but a mixture of candies, nuts and chocolates. The more traditional charcuterie board has also proven popular for Timmins residents. A regular-sized board normally has three different meats, three different cheeses, lots of fruits, lots of veggies, a mixture of nuts and crackers. When customers place the order, they can also get the specially designed board. They can say they would like something with a sailboat, and we'll create a design," Noemi said. "People can send an image. We send them a file of what it will look like, then we will laser it on. They are asking people looking for boards to serve or as gifts during the Christmas season to order as soon as possible. We did launch a holiday charcuterie kit," she said. "It's something quick to make, can be stored, and just add cheese and meat at the last minute. They take orders through Facebook, via phone or by email. For businesses looking to treat staff, she recommends ordering via email. However orders are taken, Sweet and Salty Charcuterie hopes to keep Timmins residents coming back for more and help them have a glorious holiday season." Sweet and Salty Charcuterie can be reached on Facebook, by phone at 705-274-3818 or via email at sweetandsaltycharcuterie@gmail.com.